Some Libyan military pilots are refusing to fire on unarmed protesters. Gamma sees encouraging economic signs. And at least 200 furloughed flight attendants will be recalled by American. This is Arrow News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Arrowcast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, February 23rd, 2010. Two colonels in the Libyan Air Force have reportedly flown their fighters to Malta and asked for political asylum. There have now been widespread reports from sources as diverse as Al Jazeera and the Washington Post of defections of soldiers and police at all levels of rank after orders from embattled Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi to fire on unarmed demonstrators against his regime. The pilots who defected in the jets reportedly have been questioned by Maltese immigration officials. Gamma, the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, says 2010 worldwide shipments and billings of general aviation airplanes show the recession is still in progress, but that there are encouraging signs. At Gamma's State of the Industry press conference, Gamma Chairman John Rosenvallen, who's also CEO of Dassault Falcon, commented, quote, "Our industry experienced another challenging year. However, we are now seeing strong GDP growth on a global level and corporate profits are up. This bodes well for general aviation's future, as shipments have traditionally lagged in economic recovery by 1 to 2 years," unquote. He says markets other than North America and Europe are leading the global recovery, flying hours are steadily on the rise, and that two critical U.S. tax provisions will help the industry recover. Rosenvallen concedes that two areas of concern are the sluggish used aircraft market and the lack of third-party financing. Worldwide shipments of general aviation airplanes declined for the third year in a row by 11.4% in 2010 to a total of 2,015 units, while general aviation billings rose by 1.2%. Get more detail in the text version of this story, dated February 22nd, at arrow-news.net. The Association of Professional Flight Attendants has reached an agreement with American Airlines which will allow the airline to hire 30 new FAAs who speak Mandarin Chinese to staff American's new service between LAX and Shanghai, despite the fact that other union members with more seniority will remain on furlough. In exchange, American had to agree that those 30 new attendants cannot be transferred from LAX until all on furlough have been recalled, that 200 currently on furlough will be recalled by October 15th, and that another 228 on the furlough list will get unlimited recall rights, instead of dropping off the list on November 1st. APFA President Laura Gladding commented, quote, "This is a good step for us. It clearly addresses stagnation and seniority movement among our members. Hopefully, this can be a springboard to finally complete a new collective bargaining agreement," unquote. Up next on ANN, a state lawmaker walks away from an airport screening. DOT fines Delta Airlines $2 million. And ForeFlight adds geo-referenced approach plates. You're listening to Arrow News.
Now, another moment of freedom from Cirrus Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
Piperjet.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for February 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. TSA's over-the-top screening procedures at airports have faded from the headlines since the holidays, but the controversy continues to bubble below the surface, or perhaps we should call them under the top. Alaska State Representative Sharon Cisna was traveling through the Seattle-Tacoma airport on her way back to Alaska recently when she was challenged by TSA after undergoing a full body scan. Because she had had a mastectomy, TSA gave her the choice of being frisked, including touching her prosthesis, or leaving the airport. She chose to leave. It's not known how much of the current session she'll miss through the need to make alternative travel arrangements. The TSA website states that TSOs, quote, "will need to see and touch your prosthetic device, cast, or support brace, as part of the screening process, unquote. A TSA spokesperson would only say the agency is sensitive to the concerns of the passengers who are not satisfied with their screening process and invites them to provide feedback, unquote. The U.S. Department of Transportation has assessed a civil penalty of $2 million against Delta Airlines for violating rules protecting air travelers with disabilities. The civil penalty is the largest ever assessed against an airline by DOT in a non-safety-related case. DOT says its investigation revealed many violations of the requirement to provide assistance getting on and off the airplane, that the carrier's own files show it frequently did not provide an adequate written response to disability complaints from passengers, and that Delta also failed to properly report each disability complaint in its filings with the DOT. Of the $2 million total, $750,000 will have to be paid by the carrier, and the rest may be used to improve its service to passengers with disabilities beyond what is required by law. The latest version of ForeFlight Mobile HD features the availability of an in-app upgrade option to ForeFlight Pro, a new subscription plan that offers geo-referenced approach plates and taxi diagrams. The software update also includes enhanced brightness controls for night flying, a heads-up display for the iPhone, enhanced airway support, direct integration with AWOS systems for more frequent weather observation reporting, and additional performance enhancements. ForeFlight Pro is priced at $149.95 per year and includes ForeFlight HD's standard features. The new geo-referenced chart data app is available for immediate download, and the upgrade is available to ForeFlight users with an active account. Still ahead, the FAA safety team brings its highly regarded programs to the helicopter world. The three-hour rule got passed along with the Senate's FAA bill. And here's a camera you couldn't afford to use too often. You're listening to Aeronews.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, February 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA safety team has 8 regional teams that run regular local events to update pilots, mechanics, and small operators on particular hazards to safe general aviation flying. The teams have earned the reputation for conducting useful briefings for fixed-wing pilots. Now they're focusing on developing the same strength for the helicopter community. Toward that end, the FAST team has partnered with Helicopter Association International and the International Helicopter Safety Team in developing safety briefings tailored to helicopter operations. It plans to hold a meeting March 22nd and 23rd in Portland, Oregon, to identify safety challenges confronting helicopter operators and how best to meet them. HAI urges pilots, instructors, mechanics, operators, manufacturers, and insurers to attend the meeting at the Hilton Portland and Executive Tower in downtown Portland. Find details in the text version of this story, dated February 22nd, at aero-news.net. Among the amendments in the just-passed Senate version of the FAA reauthorization bill is an amendment from Democrat Barbara Boxer of California and Republican Olympia Snow of Maine, which would make law the DOT's three-hour tarmac stranding rule. Cade Hannay of Flyers Rights, who's been lobbying for a so-called Airline Passengers Bill of Rights for 4 years now, had warned that the DOT's rule could be lifted at any time, so it needed to become a matter of law. The Boxer-Snow Amendment would also standardize rules dealing with child protection seats allowed on airliners. Finally today, personal items which belonged to several astronauts will be sold in a space history sale taking place at Bonhams of New York on May 5th. The sale will commemorate the 50th anniversary of Alan Shepard's historic mission on Freedom 7 as the first American in space. Items from the Forbes collection and from the estate of James Webb, a NASA administrator in the 1960s, will also be featured. Among the items to be available are a Russian spacesuit worn by cosmonaut Alexei Leonov, commander of the Soyuz 19 spacecraft, during the historic Apollo-Soyuz test project of July 1975. That mission represented a symbolic end to the space race, It's expected to sell for between $100,000 and $150,000. An Apollo 14 tissue dispenser, which once orbited the moon, is thought to be worth up to $8,000. And there's an Apollo 14 Maurer 16mm data acquisition camera from the personal collection of Edgar Mitchell, the lunar module pilot of Apollo 14 and the sixth person to walk on the moon. It was used to film movies through the lunar module's pilot's window during the approach and landing of the module. It's expected to bring as much as $80,000. And that's before you figure in the cost of the film. You can still buy Kodak Ektachrome 100 and 100-foot rolls for about $45 with shipping, but getting it processed has to be getting really expensive. Then again, if you're the winning bidder, more of your friends will be pointing their cameras at yours than vice versa. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, hear longtime ANN contributor Dave Jewell's conversation with Jim Campbell at Sebring about how LSA manufacturers sabotage themselves by missing out on the sales basics. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.